Okay, Salem, I'm off. Now, you know the rules.
Yeah, yeah. No more sleeping in bras.
I'm serious. If you talk in front of a mortal, you're looking at another 100 years trapped in a cat's body.
Ugh.
See you later, guys.
Here's our girl. Off to her first day of work. They grow up so fast, don't they? Now, we know you're going to be busy, so Roxy made you a sack lunch.
Guys, I'm just going to my first day of work, not my first day of kindergarten. Hey, where's my juice box?
So, nervous?
Not really. I've been a reporter for a while now.
You were an intern.
And this is a magazine. It's totally different than a newspaper. It has color pictures.
All right, guys, it's just a job. You know, interviewing famous rock stars, hanging out with celebrities, staying ahead of trends, working with people with a lot more experience. Oh, my God. Bag. Ugh. Tuna.
You're gonna be great. Just be yourself.
Or someone slightly more interesting.
You're right. I'm fine. Salem, get off my jacket.
You ready to knock him dead?
Yep. I feel confident. My hair looks good. My outfit looks good. Everything's gonna be good.
Sabrina.
What?
Watch your back.
That's so sweet.
Where would we be without it?
Well, I guess we'd pee a lot less.
New girl's got a naughty mouth. I like that.
Listen, I'm supposed to be meeting with Annie, but I've been waiting so long, I might need to shave my legs again.
Yeah, Annie's concept of time is a little fluid. Probably have time to grab a latte. Or grow a redwood. First day, huh?
Yeah, you know, first days are kind of hard.
Yeah.
Lots of questions. What am I supposed to do? Where do I park? Who do I eat lunch with?
I'll eat lunch with you.
Oh, actually, that was sort of rhetorical. I brought my lunch.
Oh, your mom packs your lunch, too, huh?
So, Leonard, right? What do you do here?
Oh, I'm the publisher's right-hand man. His go-to guy. His vice president of I'm losing my mind, help me put my pants on.
He sells ad space. Oh, Leonard, by the way, we need more toner.
I do many things.
Listen, I think I'm just going to go knock on Annie's door.
No, it's just what I really am is the idea guy. Like my idea for the Limp Bizkit scratch and sniff centerfold. Awesome, yeah?
Maybe if it smelled like biscuits.
Might smell like biscuits.
Excuse me. Hi, I've been waiting out here for a meeting, and I suddenly thought that maybe...
Sit.
Exactly. So, we met the other day. You're the senior editor, right?
You're very close.
Yeah, I knew you were up there, because you have this amazing self-confidence.
You're sitting very close. You're practically on my lap.
Gotcha. I'm a little nervous. See, this job came out of nowhere, and while I'm excited about it, I also don't know what it is, and I'm sure once I stop talking, you'll explain it to me.
Here's the deal. Scorch magazine focuses on everything and anything that's cutting edge, with an emphasis on music. Jonathan Culver, our publisher, thinks you'd bring a fresh perspective to the magazine.
But I do have a fresh perspective. I mean, I'm beyond fresh. I'm ripe. But that's mostly from being nervous. So, what's my first assignment?
Why don't you go see if the intern wants some water?
Wait a minute. I'm here to be a reporter. I mean, there's got to be something I can report. Oh, what about this?
Yep. That's Hankin.
By whom?
Me, I just took it. Oh, come on. You actually expect me to allow an unproven writer to interview a major rock star on her first day?
Come on, look, I know you have low expectations of me, and I promise I'll meet them. I mean, exceed them.
All right, fine. Your first assignment. You and our photographer, James, are going to the Cape to do a profile on Strum. You do know who Strum is?
Oh, sure, the musician. I love him. You know, I saw that film that he did with Jacob Dylan, Strum and Strummer.
Okay, the humor thing, the witty banter, I don't do it.
Okay, right. No humor, no jokes. I won't even say knock-knock when I enter. Did I read about you Are you the little girl who couldn't smile?
Since I can't ask you for the cream cheese, I'm gonna stare at you till you give it up.
I hate when this cat stares at me.
At least you got the end with eyes.
You know, he jumps on the table, he gets on the couch. Sabrina's aunts gave him way too much leeway. We have got to discipline him.
Look, Morgan, you're not an animal person. If he's on the table, just say, "Kitty, get off the table."
Yeah, look at me scamper.
See? We're just gonna have to train him.
He's a cat, Morgan. You don't train cats. You just live with them in case you never get married.
Well, we'll see about that. It's time to learn some manners, Mr. Hair all over the place.
You should talk. You got enough mustache to be an assistant coach.
So, Mr. Strom spent so much money building a personal gym, he couldn't afford a watch?
I tell you, this place really takes me back. You know, I used to be a personal trainer.
Really?
Yeah, watch yourself. All right, well, they changed the equipment since then. I'm so sorry I'm late.
What's up, dog? How's it going? It's been a long time.
Yeah, too long. The pool's filthy.
Oh, no, Strom, this is James, our photographer, and I'm Sabrina Spellman, the reporter. I have all your CDs. Well, actually, they're MP3s I downloaded off. Okay, let's get straight to the interview. So, I understand you're in the studio working on a new CD. Do you have a title?
Move.
Oh, that's cool.
No, sweetheart.
Move. I can't see myself.
Sorry.
Sweat, please. He's coming. Now get out of here with that. And don't let me catch it on eBay.
So, Strom, who were your musical influences?
Well, I'd have to say my biggest influence was the early Brian Ardmore.
Oh, I'm not familiar with Brian Ardmore.
That was me before I changed my name. Dude, if you're not gonna take pictures, you might as well clean the pool. And I'm not doing this for my health. Excuse me, these weights aren't gonna lift themselves.
Do you think you could fit that ego in the shot?
If I take it from the Hubble.
After Salem turned my latest fashion design into a scratching post, I decided to buy the ultimate cat training system.
Nice, but I believe it's pearls that go with basic black.
How is a crummy cat collar gonna keep him off the furniture?
Oh, that's no ordinary collar. As soon as he jumps on the furniture,
boom! Morgan!
Relax, it's perfectly humane. It says right here, not tested on animals.
You sadistic dits! Sabrina will never stand for this.
Well, I finished my article on Strom, and I gotta say, I'm usually my own worst critic, but it's perfect. I mean, when Annie sees this, she's gonna be thrilled that I was forced on her.
Listen, Sabrina, would you mind if we started training the cat?
Of course she'd mind. Tell it, Sabrina.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I think you had it set too high. I had it on cat. Oh, cattle.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm so excited. I just handed in my article to Annie. I hope she likes it. What am I saying? I hope she loves it. Oh, I'm Sabrina, by the way.
Oh, Cole Harper.
Oh, right. You used to write for Rolling Stone magazine. Oh, I've been reading your article since I was in high... Hi! How you doing?
Good, good. So I see you made yourself at home.
Yeah, just settling in. So where do you sit?
Well, right now someone's at my desk, so I'm just kind of floating.
Don't you hate that? I haven't been given a desk yet.
I have. And you're in it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Nobody's told me where I'm supposed to sit yet.
Well, that may not be necessary. We can't use this.
Well, what's wrong with it?
It's a puff piece, a love letter. I could have used the fourth paragraph to sweeten my coffee.
Well, you know, if you had kept reading, you would have noticed that I mentioned he was late and that his pool was cloudy.
Nice. Nice. Very nice.
Thank you, that's what I thought.
No, use the word nice 3 times in one paragraph.
Look, Strom is a big star. And what was I supposed to say, that he's the most pompous, arrogant jerk I've ever met?
Well, I'd read that.
Right.
Seriously, people want to know what celebrities are really like.
So I'm just supposed to be brutally honest?
Which may be hard for someone like you.
Oh, I can do it if I have to. In fact, I'm gonna go in there right now and tell Annie exactly what I think of her. Or I could just rewrite this article.
Hey, I'm fried.
Two. You're fried. I smell like a bad perm.
The Ego Has Landed by Sabrina Spellman. Conceit of his pants? Clever. Strum's so vain, he probably thinks this article's about him. Good one.
Yeah, wait till he gets the part about him bending over backwards to kiss his own butt.
So, I guess now that you've been published, we should actually give you a desk. Why don't you take that one right there?
Really? Great! Wow. Yeah, I finally feel like I'm finally here.
I want her fired.
Well, that was nice while it lasted.
No one is getting fired. I stand by my writer. I'm not going to silence her.
Thank you.
Shut up.
If you don't fire her, then I'll tell every one of my music industry friends never to talk to your magazine again.
Oh, well, that's just two interviews we're going to have to do without.
You don't fire her? Then I'll sue.
Sue away. My editor stands by my story.
Okay, how about if she prints a retraction in the next issue?
What? I'm not writing a retraction.
Well, I'm not getting sued.
How about a public apology?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, would that work?
No.
How about on stage at tomorrow's concert?
Hello?
Maybe she could be dancing in a big tub of bean dip. Oh, right. I went too far.
Deal. I'll see you on stage.
Thanks, guys. This was a great day for the First Amendment. Is anybody listening to me?
I am, Sabrina. I'm here for you.
Anybody at all?
Here, Salem. It's all yours. I'm too worked up to eat.
Oh, no. I'm not jumping on any furniture. Your friends broke me.
Well, at least now you stopped throwing out your hip.
Are you still mumbling to yourself about this whole apology thing? This really stinks. I mean, if I apologize, then I give up everything I believe in. And if I don't, the only thing I'll be writing is bad checks.
Oh, please, it's a no-brainer. To be on stage with Strum, I'd give up anything, including my dignity.
Well, you gave that up when you appeared in Girls Gone Wild 8.
Look, Sabrina, how would you feel if you got up on that stage and let everyone in the world see you grovel?
Demeaned, degraded, not very happy.
And there you go.
Thanks, Roxy.
While you're handing out thanks, how about thanking the person that's been training your cat all week? Salem, bring me my mascara. Prepare to be amazed.
Wow. Talk about whipped.
Thank you, Salem. Who's my good boy? Who's my good boy?
Annie, I've got something to tell you. I've given this a lot of thought, and I've decided I'm not going to go through with the apology.
Fine.
Fine?
Fine.
Fine as in you're fine with it, or fine as in find another job?
Well, that's not really up to me, but I'll let Jonathan know of your decision.
Well, maybe I should go tell Jonathan. That way you can stay here and continue frightening people.
You can't speak with Jonathan. He sets the bar for trends around here, and right now, human contact is out.
Fine. Well, I just wanted to let you know I'm not apologizing to Strong.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
Good. Then I've said everything I came in here to say. Twice.
Hey, Sabrina, have you decided what you're going to wear to the concert tonight? Because whenever my girlfriends have to apologize, I find a halter top puts me in a very forgiving mood.
What makes you think I'm going to apologize? Whatever happened to standing up for what you believe in?
Well, actually, nothing. If you're Nelson Mandela or Mother Teresa, we ain't saving the lives of starving people here. We're just telling them what to dance to.
Just between you and me, very smart move giving in. Took me 6 months to learn that if you don't fight them when they're pantsing you, they don't run them up the flagpole.
This can be so cruel.
Oh, yeah. 13-year-olds are much bigger than they used to be.
Hey, when you do this apology thing...
I'm not doing it.
Really? Wow. I mean, when I first started out as a reporter, I was idealistic. I wanted to free political prisoners, save the ozone, expose corruption. Then I decided I wanted a Harley Moore.
You sold out that easily?
Well, compromise is part of the business.
What are you talking about? I mean, you're the one who got me into this. You told me to be brutally honest.
Brutal honesty has its place. But then again, so does keeping your job.
Listen, Annie, about the apology.
Yes?
Do you know a good place to buy a halter top?
Just out of curiosity, how come there weren't any white cats on death row? Oh! Oh! Wonder if I can flip this cushion.
Hey, can we do this? sounds like the audience is getting a little impatient.
That's not the audience. Just part of my pre-concert ritual. Oh, speaking of which, my pills.
Oh, perfect. All the rock star elements. The ego, the drugs, all that's missing is a brief loveless marriage to J-Lo.
It was antihistamine, honey. I'm allergic to the flowers I sent myself.
Okay, can we get this over with? I still have a tiny shred of dignity lodged behind my spleen.
Hey, I like the halter.
Oops, there it goes.
Let's go, they're waiting.
Well, go on. Get the girls screaming for me, okay? Oh, I had an idea. You know, saying you're sorry may not have enough impact. So I'm gonna roll up a copy of the Scorch magazine. You'll bend over, and I'll spank you with it. It's great.
Oh, that's it. Forget it. I'm not doing it.
Excuse me?
Well, I'm not apologizing. And I'm not letting anyone spank me on stage. Well, maybe if it was Dave Matthews and it was more of a love tap.
I'm sorry. Are you still talking?
Why should I compromise my self-respect just for some job? Everything I wrote about you was true. You're a narcissistic, arrogant jerk. And I've never met anyone with such a big head.
Excuse me. You're confusing a big head with self-confidence. Now move it.
Oh, now you've done it. Make this blowhard realize his empty head is supersized.
Time to give these mall rats the minimum effort. They're gonna be talking about this concert for years. Hello, Boston! That's weird. My head. It's huge! Darn allergies.
Or maybe your mind's trying to tell you something. Maybe this wouldn't be happening if you weren't so arrogant. Have you ever tried being humble?
Yeah, for about 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden I found out somebody already had that name.
From the crowd's getting restless.
Okay, well, good luck.
Wait. You gotta help me. What am I gonna do?
And start recognizing that there are other people in this world.
I know there's other people. I mean, some of them bring me things. Okay, I guess some of my success comes from those who write my songs.
It's working.
And I guess it wasn't right to demand all the royalties from those beginner guitar books.
Good.
And perhaps it wasn't right to tell Muhammad Ali that I'm actually the greatest. Although I bet I could take him. Okay, maybe not.
Oh, look at that. Back to normal. Now forget the inflated head, remember the ego lesson instead.
Whew. Not a hair out of place. Thank God. Thank you, too. I guess we can let the apology slide for now.
Thanks.
But if you're up for a private spanking, the show's over after midnight.
Oh, bummer. I'm already booked for a wedgie at 11:30.
Come on, Red. It's payback time.
Good kitty, not on the furniture. And for being so good, I am going to give you an extra special treat.
And I'm going to help them pull you down off the moon.
You can join me on the couch.
What?
Now, I am going to go get some popcorn for me and some liver treats for you. I'll be right back. Relax. Mama says it's okay to be on the furniture now.
No!
Oh, good you're here. Look, I just wanted to let you know that I didn't apologize at Strum's concert tonight. He wanted to spank me with a rolled-up copy of Scorch. Anyway, to make a long story short...
Someone else would have to be telling it?
Anyway, I just wanted you to hear it from me.
Nice going.
Really? Thanks.
Well, let me try that again with a little more sarcasm. Nice going. Since you're too high and mighty to take one from the team, we missed out on a ton of free publicity.
Now, I have to finish passing out these memos.
Well, clearly, hiring me was a failed experiment, so tell Jonathan thanks for the chance and sorry it didn't work out.
Right. See you tomorrow.
Wait. I'm fired, right? I mean, that was my farewell speech?
And it needs work. Jonathan hired you. Only Jonathan can fire you. And frankly, I wouldn't get rid of you for all the gin in Hyannis Port.
I don't know what you're saying, but the gin comment explains a lot.
Look, I'm the kind of person who likes car wrecks, explosions, and reality television, and you are this bizarre combination of all of those. I am going to look forward every day to seeing what kind of disaster you can create for yourself.
Oh, you have no idea. I am like an earthquake at Legoland. There was this one time when I... Too close, right? Too close. Oh, quit complaining, you big baby. It wasn't that bad.
Tell that to the piece of charcoal that used to be my thyroid.
Look, I know you had a difficult week, but I hope you learned something.
I did. How to stay off the couch and how to poop in a size 8 pump.
What?
Say hello.
Huh? I'm out of here.